Top of My Heart from Weapons, cool Canadian band. Hey, it's Gunnar, and you're hanging out on Steel City Music, and I like starting off an hour of the show with that track. I haven't spun in a long time. The last time I chatted with Weapons was like 2019, just before the pandemic. They came out here out in the East Coast, did some tours. I know they played Mohawk College in an afternoon show, did some other stuff, and I actually met up with them down at Club Absinthe and found out more about them, that sort of thing. So I will have to message them because I know that they got some new music out, that sort of thing. All right. Speaking of music, speaking of pandemic, speaking of all those other wonderful things, not so much the pandemic really, but two of my favorite acts are going out on the road, the Arkells and Monster Truck. So I'm pretty stoked about that. I'm still waiting on the Hamilton dates for Monster Truck. But I know the Arkells are doing the Budweiser stage this August in 2021. And they sold out two of the shows. And they announced August 15th show. And they want everyone to know that they will write doctor's notes for you. So there you go. So to whom it may concern, let's be honest, it's a Monday in the middle of August. Nobody cares about work today. As a result, so-and-so, you put your name in there, will not be available for any Zoom calls because the big Arkells show happened and we need to rest. Signed, Dr. Arkells. Smart play. I like that idea. So there are some tickets left for the August 15th show, so make sure you grab some if you're an Arkells fan. They put on a fantastic show years ago at what do they call it now? The Tim Hortons Field, but formerly Ivory Wynne Stadium. It's always going to be Ivory Wynne in my brain. I can't help it. I had a lot of fun at that show, and they were just amazing. From the days of Charlemagne, whatever they've done, it's been a pleasure to watch that band rise up, and get better and better and bigger, and they deserve all the success. Now, this other Hamilton band known as Monster Truck, one of the best live rock bands you're ever going to see in regards to like heavy rock, not like heavy metal, but I mean like hard rock, riff rock. They have different elements to the band. Tons of energy, great band. They are going to hit the road in support of Big Wreck. Remember Big Wreck from the 90s and 2000s, that song, all the tunes that they had. They got new stuff coming out as well, and they're going on the road, and they have a band called Broken Love opening up, I believe, at a Toronto. Don't know too much about that band, but I'm trying to find out more about them, so there you go. So those tour dates, you can go to Ticketmaster and grab some, but I mean, they're going to be hitting up some shows in all throughout December and November. It kicks off in Sydney, BC on November 19th. So if you're listening, go grab some tickets, and it ends, so far the dates announced are December 10th in Ottawa. So there's a bunch of shows in between. Be a part of it. So a bunch of songs from Monster Truck, some Big Wreck, some Arkells, some Broken Love, and we still got Jacob Wheel interview on the way.
Remember, and on it goes, someone begs for a broken nose, under the knife, I just lay, lays down, no one asked you.
Once he got out of jail, he was gone.
He took off for Nashville.
Down in Music City, paycheck scraped by as a backup musician, playing with everyone from Porter Wagoner to George Jones.
He was kind of like a country music Mozart. You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums. And he was an excellent bass player, probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
When she was here, it was heaven.
Next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts. So he decided he would change his act.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
From that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park, and he got to drinking. He found her keys, and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the car. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard, but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists in there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was them old yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he was nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that money. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. I had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada and that little deal there where they all have to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went to the queen.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Snap right out.
Lightning bolt, electricity. Blow up. Let everybody talk right now. Tell me what you want right now. You could get it.
Yeah. Well, you can get it.
For the show, I got to see not only most, if not all, your films, but a lot of talk show appearances.
My finest work.
Well, you say that you're the worst talk show guest ever.
Have you watched
believe
them
that?
All? Yeah.
But I watch them and I go, okay, is that performance art or is it? Did it start with nerves and turn into performance art?
I don't know what it is. I don't know. I have no plan. I never have a plan when I go on those shows. Like, those kind of situations go against, like, every instinct in my body to, like, retell a story and act like it's the first time I've told it.
Right. It does often look rehearsed, or it does look like there was some sort of conference before where...
Well, there is.
Yeah, there's like a pre-interview.
I know. That's why it always is weird for me, because I have those pre-interviews, so I know what we're going to talk about, and it's so hard for me to, like, do that. I end up, like, just derailing it.
And I think we should say to people who don't know that there's no pre-interview here.
Yeah. There isn't.
No.
I had no idea what was going to happen.
You don't even know where you were.
I don't know where I am. It's true. Most of the time.
So, like, can you tell when you're making someone else uncomfortable?
No.
You can't?
I don't know. I mean, if I could, I don't think I would. I mean, I don't ever want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. I feel terrified every time I do it.
You do?
Oh, my God. I, like, want to die every time I do it.
And is it the live audience? It's like that thing, everything's live.
I just
live
don't like being my... I'm more comfortable, you know, working and being...
Right.
You know, even doing stand-up is different because, even though I only did it for a little bit, but, like, I was not being myself, you know? I was, like, being a persona, kind of like a heightened version of myself. And I just always have this, like, existential crisis whenever I go on those shows, because, like, it's so weird to just try to just be yourself when you, like, have no idea how to do that. In my mind, I'm like, none of these people care about what I did over the summer. Like, I can't get over the idea of it. But I like doing it. It's fun. I try to have fun with it because it's funny. And I always think about, well, like, my 12-year-old, like, self would think this is, like, hilarious that
right.
I'm, like, being allowed to go on, like, television.
Yeah.
So I just try to remember that. And then
you try
to
honor her.
Yeah, I just try to have fun with it and not take it too seriously, because I just, the minute that I, like, really get wrapped up in that and think, like, oh, like, this is, like, what I need to say, or this is whatever, like, it's over.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right, coming up, I had a chance to speak with Jacob Wheel, and he's a dude that was from the Ancaster area back in the day, and we chatted months and months and months previously on his last release. And it was great to find out about, someone like moving on, traveling across Canada, pursuing his love for music, that sort of thing, and being inspired by his brother, I believe, back in that interview, that kind of led him onto that path. And he's been like a touring musician for some time, and he plays with Sam Weber. And hopefully he can play his way back here in the Hamilton area so we can go catch him. Because things are starting to ease up now, as you know. So in the chat, we talk about the singles that he's going to be releasing. These are the ones that never made the cut. They just sort of didn't fit on what the theme was of his last release. So it's just a thing. And a lot of musicians know this when they go back and listen to something that doesn't kind of jive with everything. So we talk about that. you know, getting all vaxxed up and how are things out in Vancouver, BC area, that sort of thing, in this interview. And of course, we'll spin the single as well, Letters From Away. You can hit up Jacob Wheel on Facebook. He's on that as well. And you can find out more about Jacob at jacobwheelmusic.com. And of course, he has links to Spotify, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, and also YouTube as well. Some of the videos that he's put up are pretty interesting and cool. So make sure that you go through all that. And if you like his music, you know, buy some merch, buy some music, help support a Canadian artist. You know what I mean? Because Spotify, there's only so many spins you get on Spotify, and you're not going to make a lot of money. You're really not. So there you go. So check out the chat with Jacob Wheel here on Steel City Music. Enjoy. Hey, it's a catch-up time with a gentleman I spoke with back in January of 2021, a mutual friend, Kristen Archer, hitched us up. He's a former Ancaster dude. And in our conversation the last time about his Feeling My Youth EP, I referenced Patty Green. And I thought, oh, it's all about a bar and it's this and that. And I went to Westdale. And during that conversation, he went, no, it's not about that at all. I've heard about it. My dad mentioned me, but it has nothing to do with it. And since then, I've been dying laughing telling people that story.
At least it had that Canadian content, right? With the Ontario content.
I know, but sometimes I get overly excited and I think that, you know, I know something about something and then I'm like off on a tangent, not even thinking it has nothing to do with it, right? Joining Steel City Music is Jacob Wheel. Hi, buddy.
How's it going?
Good. I'm so happy that you and I can like chat on Zoom and, you know, and make this all work and everything. Cause I mean, I've been doing a lot of these since the pandemic and speaking of the pandemic and COVID and everything, when you and I chatted last, it was like January of 2021, Feeling My Youth just came out. As I recall, when we were yapping, you said it was recorded with Sam Weber, a gentleman that you play with, touring. That's true.
Yeah.
And you did all that stuff. And I think you went down to the States or something and there was a studio down there and you worked on that and then you came home and you were ready to start doing shows again. And then I guess they closed everything up again and I didn't hear back from you, but I did sneak a couple peeks over your Facebook page and you were like, I'm going to do an internet stream. No one's got to pay me, but it's PayPal. And while you were doing it, while I was reading all this, I'm like going, oh, it's just like everybody else. He has to do it from his basement,
yeah.
You know, until he could play live again, you know. And then did things open? I guess they never really did open up for you to go anywhere and play, unless you went to the States.
Well, so that's, I mean, right in Vancouver, there's been, you know, one or two places that have been, you know, in a totally different format. It's basically background music, have been able to keep a little bit alive, keep people working a little bit at least. Right. But other than that, it's been just so, you know, it's been, everybody's been working online and trying to make some sort of connection. Cause you know, it's been especially hard over the past few months, but.
Well, how did your live stream work out? Did you do more than one or just that one in January?
I did a few. Yeah. I started doing them kind of monthly for a while. And then, you know, with so many things going on and so much screen overload, if I found that, you know, people were just eager to get out and do something else, but they were a lot of fun. You know, it was a great way to make that kind of human connection, even virtually during the pandemic, which was such a struggle.
Some people that I've chatted to have really excelled at doing the live streams, and now they can't wait to play in front of a crowd. And the whole thing is that as much as they enjoy the challenge of doing a live stream, like even the Wax Mannequin from Chris Adney here from Hamilton, mm-hmm. he said, I've always been a live person. I feed off of that energy. And then for me to do this live stream, I had to be so, he had to do that extra effort of creativity just to do the storytelling. So, but now that we're getting back in the live thing, his show will probably be that much better again because he's rejuvenated.
Of course. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. It was definitely something like, yeah, trying to find those creative kind of links to people. And luckily I got some roommates who were sitting there and could still cheer, you know, there's some semblance of people in the room, you know?
Yeah.
And could read out. It was nice to read out the comments and things like that. And then you can still kind of get, it's true. You have to get this kind of new way of working and way of still feeding off of people, even though they're not making any noise for you.
Did you feel like Billy Joel's The Piano Man at some point? Like, were you taking requests? Because were people like dropping, well, here's $20 for this song. Like, okay, well, here we go. You know, were you doing that kind of vibe?
I never really did. You know, I've always been just mostly focused on making kind of original music and trying to do new things with my own songwriting. And every once in a while, I would throw in some cover stuff. But maybe I was too stern and didn't not taking any requests from nobody. But.
I'm going to treat this like a live show. I'm not listening to you.
Exactly. I don't want them to lose that aspect of it.
This is all about me. I'm the one going through this problem right now. This is about me. This is our relationship. That's great. So you releasing a couple, you sent me a couple songs, and I was jokingly telling you before the interview, like, I've been telling people about this. Boy, man, Jacob's got some hurt going on. He sent me these two songs, and they're heart tuggers. You know,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
I was listening to the lyrics to one of them. I was like going, this guy has been on the road for a long time, and he's kind of like looking at everybody, and I think he wants to shut it down, and he's regretting it.
Well, it's never been that. It's always the kind of the two songs, the one I've released just this past Friday, July 16th, Letters from Away, was about kind of the trouble and the struggle with being away on tour all the time and kind of not being able to make those connections. You're playing late, and so you send a message and it, you know, gets it a couple of days later, the next day or a couple of days later, and you kind of just lose the communication you just generally have, and you miss out on a lot of things while you're touring. And so while it's, I mean, right now I would, you know, trade everything to get back on the road.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you're in it for months on end at a time, when you're not playing the shows, which is really just like the best time you could possibly have as a musician, is being on those stages. When you kind of step back from it and the day more day to day moving around stuff, especially when it's months at a time, those are kind of some of the struggles. And really found kind of new voice, I think, with it, the fact that it kind of came out in COVID, because, you know, so many people are having this distance and struggle with communication with all this stuff. So I've had some good conversations with people about just kind of how it's the song has totally evolved to fit the time.
Just saying that you know, you've had all this time to sit back and you were doing the live streams, and were you writing it these songs and this current yearly time period, or were these two songs were kind of in the back from about 2 years ago? Because some people carry their songs over a couple of years and go, well, now is the right time to release it.
For sure. And then that's kind of what it was in this case. I mean, I wrote these around the same time I wrote all the Feeling My Youth EP songs. And they just kind of didn't fit in the timing when we were kind of in the same mood as the record. So just shelved them and kind of I didn't know if they were going to see the light of day for a while. Right. And then we were just looking for something to, you know, to try and keep writing and keep doing a little bit of the production and kind of build some of the songs with Sam and with a couple other folks I know. So trying the distance recording thing, which was new to me as well, new to everybody really. And so that we just thought this would be the perfect thing. Let's experiment on these. And they turned out so, you know, just this right. So well and kind of perfectly defined kind of the evolution of the sound that I'm trying to put out there.
So where does that leave you now? Because here in Ontario, I mean, the numbers are low. We're down to we're averaging 153 cases of COVID now. And we're in stage three. They've announced 50% capacity in some bars, live venues, that kind of thing. So we're kind of inching our way slowly. A lot of people are getting vaxxed. We're trying to get more people vaxxed. What's the vibe in Vancouver for you guys? When has anyone said, hey, you know what? We might be able to do a little tour of that area, not a big one, but a small one. Has there been talks of that?
there, I mean, there definitely has been all around BC and Alberta. You know, things are opening up, and the venues, the ones that have survived, are still trying to figure out how they can put out all these people, these traveling groups again. Personally, when I saw kind of the things in the States were doing better, I had planned, just because I needed to get back on the road. I'm going to be announcing in a couple of weeks a U.S. tour that I've booked for myself independently in September and October through the Western states and Southwest states. So that was kind of my way out and getting back on the road. So I will be on tour starting in September.
Right,
pretty much extensively into the end of the fall.
Yeah, I know this is a weird question to ask of you, but have you seen anything in the news about, like, there's like certain areas or certain travel companies or like cruise ships and different places and different countries are saying, if you're mixed vaxxed, you can't come. Right.
And I just saw these today.
Yeah. And that came out yesterday, and I think today they're kind of backtracking that, but I was kind of like, how do you all of a sudden like turn to someone and say, well, I know you're vaccinated, but you're not vaccinated with the ones that we like. So go get two more of those shots and then come back, you know? And if that's the case, I mean, just getting across the border now, you got to have your paperwork to play. You got to do this, do that, do that. Do you see a vax passport in your future?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I've got my first dose. I'm planning on getting my second dose. I think I'm about a week away from being eligible for that second dose.
Right.
And because the rules now are, I think, 14 days. If you've been fully vaccinated for 14 days, there's no quarantine upon return.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we're going with now. And everybody in the group that I'm, the band that I'll be touring with, is making sure that they get, in light of this news, is making sure that they get the same dose twice, just because. For the purpose of this, and if it's a working thing, and things might work out, and I'm hoping that things do work out with, you know, the WHO and with the CDC, that they figure out within countries that mixed vaccinations are okay, and hopefully the studies back that up as well. But right now we're making sure we get this two of the same, so we can get that passport.
Right.
Because it's important that when you're touring.
I always thought it was like there's a lot of rules and red tape over the last 3 or 4 years. And I understand they want to protect American jobs from American musicians' work and then from Canadians taking these jobs. But I get that. But then to throw in another barrier of red tape in this, it's kind of like a defeating kind of notion to me. It's just like, oh, no, I just want to play. What are we doing here?
You know? Well, I don't know if this is glass half empty, glass half full, but it's so hard to get in and play the States anyways, or it's not, you just need to put in so much work, and you need to have a lot of contracts, and you need to have it's expensive. You have to, there's so many things, hoops you have to jump through already that what's one more?
A couple friends of mine have even said that it's easy to tour Europe. This was
much easier
than go to the States. It's like, it's night and day. You can line everything up and it's just boom, 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 boom. You can go for 3 weeks, 3 months and not have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So there you go. I think you should daily vlog if you could for everyone.
I think that the goal is to do especially a lot more once, there's more stuff coming in, stuff happening on a daily basis. I think that's what's going to probably come out of this tour. So it's going to be a lot of great shows, cities and stuff too, right?
Honestly, if you go down in the States and hopefully all the paperwork works out and the vax thing, and then I like once in a while, you could just do this. Hey, this is for everyone back in Canada. Did you know? at this show, there was this many people. And it was great, that sort of thing. So just because I think like a lot of us are curious when we watch things on TV, look at something and it's just like, oh my God, all these people are all dying of COVID. And you're like, oh no, they're all dying of COVID. What are you talking about? They're like, this whole show is just like, what are we doing here? Why are you there's always this like, well, why are you opening up arenas that are like, they can hold 25,000 people and they're saying, oh, this is, it's still a bad, you shouldn't go out without a mask, but we're going to open up. You guys can play baseball, football, hockey, whatever, and just go to shows. And you're like, what happened to the, because all of that scares the lower shows. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
it's like, well, it's the anxiety.
Yeah, the exact, well, for sure. And I mean, it's from a few folks I know who are down there doing it already. It's totally up to, within some restrictions, some bounds, but it's up to the venue really what they want to do. So they'll play, you know, a show that has to be outdoors and it has to be 6 feet away and everybody has to wear a mask. And then the next day they'll go to a new city and it's indoor, full capacity, no masks. It's just, it's the Wild West.
Yeah. And
it's state by state.
You just described Florida and Texas to me from what I understand. You know? And
like, yeah.
There you go. Like, whatever. And so you're planning to go down there soon. You got to get double vax, man. Come on. Now you got me worried.
Well, next it should be next week or the week after, and then so it's not till, you know, September 9th, I think, is the first show in Vancouver, and then we cross the border. So sure. We've got some leeway.
Okay. Some leeway. So all right. So September 9th, that's still a ways away, and you guys go do that. Then what? When do we? At what point? I mean, because you're going to be, I know you're going to try to do as many shows as possible everywhere because you've been locked up like the rest of us. But when do we do the next EP or LP?
So yeah, that's the plan is, so I've got this single that we just released, another single that's going to be coming at the end of the summer, just kind of to accompany the tour. And then we're hoping to get back into the studio again, back in LA and do some live recording, probably in kind of the late fall, October, November. So be early next year. It'll be hopefully a full LP that we'll be releasing and hoping to tour like nobody's business. Hey, this is Jacob Wheel. I got my new single, Letters From Away, out on all streaming platforms and Bandcamp, available now.
Hot summer night, breeze through the window. You dim the light and said, for me it's time to go. Found out a week late, you weren't doing so fine. I knew you'd get by, but wanted to help you down the line.
CIOI 101.5 The Hawk.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
And I am your host, Gunner, here on Steel City Music. All right, in this hour, I had a chance to catch up with Coda Facto, formerly Strathcona. They released their first single, Rock and Roll Sounds, last week. And it was cool to catch up with Alex and Jonathan. Also in this set of music, taking us to that interview, two songs from the great Aaron Rickson, You Should Be With Me, Part 1, You Should Be With Me, Part 2. Espanola, You Don't Know How It Feels, Learning to Fly, Matt Mays and Tara Lightfoot, and also Stop Dragging My Heart Around, Matt Epp and Christina Martin. It's part of a tribute to the late, great Tom Petty, so I thought I would clump those ones in there together. I've been playing a lot of Espanola lately, and I don't know, Aaron Goldstein is just incredible pedal steel player and great session player. So, I thought I'd throw that in there. Also, I'm going to spin some Heather Valley. Now, you've heard me talk with Heather before. We do the Americana Cool thing. We try to do it like every middle of the month and one episode and one at the end of the month. So make sure you check it out. And we just actually finished recording one, and we were just laughing about everything. And she said, I said, what are you up to? And she's like, well, I got this big show coming up on July 25th. And I'm like, really? Well, what's this all about? And it's part of a bar down beer fest that's happening out in the Niagara region. And it's a series that's going on, and she has to do like so many sets, that sort of thing. So it'll be a mix of covers and her own music, that sort of thing. So quite the lineup, though. August 1st, they have, August 8th, they have Matt Delaney and Zach Mezick. August 13th, Nicole Sermanjara. Whoa, what a name. Mike Penny from the Jailbirds on August 22nd, and Paige Cobb from Foolproof on August 27th. But our own pal, Heather Valley, will be performing on July 25th. So I thought I would throw in one of her tracks and give her a plug, that sort of thing, for you guys. Go down and check it out. It's called, it's presented by Taps Brewhouse and Snare Guy Records. It's called the Bar Down Beer Fest Patio Send Concert Series. You can find out more information, just Google it up, or head over on Heather Valley's page. I know she's going to have more information about that coming up. Hey, if you got any requests, all those other fun things, drop me a line at steelcitymusic.ca. There's a contact form, and if you have an event coming up, let me know about it. We'll have a chat about it, and I'll help you promote it, that sort of thing. So there you go. When I asked Heather what track should I spin, and she said, spin Emily.